Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Browder, B-R-O-W-D-E-R, 11/21/63, number one, follow-up of diabetes, number one, nausea and vomiting, number two, follow-up of carotid stenosis, number three, follow-up of renal insufficiency, number four, just had a bunch of dental work done. She thinks that may be why she's vomiting. Number five, she's been on 1 month of Mounjaro. She went from 2.5 to 5 milligrams. Next number, coronary artery disease. Next number, under care of a cardiologist. Next number, history of tachycardia. Next number, carotid stenosis, history of. Our patient is a well-known 60-year-old woman who receives her medical evaluation and treatment from this clinic. Recently, she had a massive dental procedure done. She's been on antibiotics for a month, it seems like, off and on. She started having nausea and vomiting on Saturday. She hasn't been able to keep anything down. She did have an ultrasound done a year ago for her gallbladder. Her gallbladder looked normal. Today, also, her gallbladder looks good, except for a fatty liver, period. In a paragraph, she did take a shot of Mounjaro 2 days before the nausea and vomiting started, period. She's had no fever, chills, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, medication, see opposite page, medical problems reviewed, colonoscopy up to date, mammogram up to date, family history, ovarian cancer, colon cancer, review of system as above. Allergies, penicillin, iodine, codeine. COVID immunization, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Last period was in 2000. Surgery, hand surgery, dental surgery, C-section. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 150 pounds, 96%, 98, 20, 89, 122 over 67. Would you see her urine is ready? Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no actual mucosa with energy, logical non-focal, there's no tenderness over the gallbladder, number one. Number two, nausea and vomiting. Number three, gallbladder looks normal. Number four, fatty liver. Number five, Zofran, 8 milligram now. Number six, Zofran, 8 milligram to take home and in case. Number seven, bowel rest. Number nine, do not eat anything. Just clear liquid, ice chips, and popsicles for the next 24 hours. Number 10, call me at that time. Number 11, with a negative examination, I didn't proceed with the CBC, CMP, or amylase unless things get worse. Next number, most likely this is related to gastroparesis and or possibility of Mounjaro-induced nausea and vomiting. Next number, she's had excellent response to Mounjaro. A, her blood sugar is okay. B, she feels great. C, she's lost 10 pounds. Today, her blood sugar is... 113. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Next number, low thyroid. Next number, blood work up to date for TSH. Next number, blood pressure is controlled. Next number, she's not tachycardic. Next number, your analysis is pending to rule out UTI. Next number, renal insufficiency. Next number, she's seen the specialist. And they told her kidneys are okay. Next number, the plan today is give her Zofran, again, ice chips, clear liquid. Talk to me tomorrow regarding her symptoms. We'll introduce food slowly. If symptoms continue, she deserves EGD, blood work, possible CT of the abdomen. Next number, carotid stenosis, no change. Next number, palpitation, no change. Next number, never been tested for sleep apnea, but I suspect that may have been an issue in the past. And it should be getting better, of course, with the weight loss. Next number. We haven't totally and completely decided against Mounjaro for now. We're just going to go slow with the injections and allow her to get better. Next number. The numerous antibiotics that she's been on could be contributing to her symptoms of nausea and vomiting as well. Thank you. Oh, hang on. Next number. Urinalysis. Next number, her specific gravity is 10:30. Next number, she does have slight ketones. Next number, slight sugar in the urine. Next number, the blood sugar is 113. Next number, no evidence of ketoacidosis noted. Thank you.